Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Real life in the real world. Devotions from the Book of Psalms. Bad influence. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Here are various ways to describe this verse. How fortunate, how happy, oh, the joys of the person favored by God, the person God blesses. And who does God bless and shine his favor upon? Those who refuse to be influenced for bad, for ungodliness, for sinfulness. Those who choose to not be influenced by those who walk away from God and rebel against him while mocking his ways. Why is this particular person considered fortunate? Described as having happiness and joy, defined as a person that God favors and blesses. Well, it's because there are three things this person does not do. One, they do not walk. Two, they do not stand. And three, they do not sit. Well, how can this be? We as humans walk, stand, and sit. This verse is describing the spiritual downward spiral away from God because of bad influence. It might seemingly start well, but it never ends well. It goes from bad to worse to wicked, even with Christians. Why is this? Because we allow bad influence in our life and we become more and more comfortable and complacent with it. This is why God tells us to walk away from bad influence, not to toy with it, not to minimize it, not to participate in it, because we will eventually believe bad and do bad. Bad influence brings about all kinds of unnecessary hardships in our life. We become like the frogs in the frying pan. The water gets warmer and warmer, not so bad at first, and then it boils and great harm comes. All because of the bad influence we allowed that at first didn't seem so bad. Christians need to be influenced by those who lead a righteous life, by refusing to be influenced by unrighteousness or any rebellion against God and his word and his ways. This is what brings about God's blessings in our life. Well, how blessed is the person? Why are they blessed? Because they do not walk in ungodly counsel. They do not follow wicked suggestions. They refuse evil encouragement. They do not go along with bad examples of what is against God's ways. They reject advice that displeases God. They decline and deny, discard and depart from sinful, immoral, irreverent, disrespectful suggestions and selfish purposes. They don't do this advice nor follow the example of it. The ungodly are those that are against God and hostile toward his ways, and thus why they give godless counsel. Another reason these people are blessed is because they do not stand in the way of sinners. They do not remain or stay with sinners by continuing to listen to them and thus establish a relationship with those who are a bad influence. Sinners are those that reject God and reject His ways on a continual, ongoing lifestyle without repentance. We are not talking about believers who sin or make mistakes and then ask for God's forgiveness and help to change the wrong choices. Rather, the way of sinners means a continual journey in life that is against God and His ways, His wisdom, and His word. The way of sinners means it is their continual mannerism to rebel against God and live their life how they want to, instead of how God wants them to, and they are happy with this choice. They don't have a desire to change. So many times, people think they can walk with sinners because they want to influence them, and they will have the power to change the lives of those who want to continually walk in sin. But the opposite is true. Bad influence is incredibly powerful, and that's why God warns us against it. We can't argue with God and try to use our own human rational way of thinking of why we can outdo this warning in Scripture. God always knows what is best, what works and what doesn't work, and He is warning us against bad influence that comes in so many forms. Books, movies, social media, education, TV, radio, friends, events, and even deceptive Bible studies, authors, teachers, and pastors. We must carefully consider who and what is influencing us, how we are being influenced for bad, for ungodliness, sin, and rebellion against God, for lukewarmness and complacency. It's vital we are intentional about being influenced in godliness by godly people. We become like the people we hang out with. The third thing this blessed person does not do is they do not sit in the seat of scoffers. To sit means to remain with those that are a bad influence. They believe bad things about God, His word, and how He wants us to live our lives. They judge God, mock God, scorn God, and rebuke what the Bible says and what God does or doesn't do. Scoffers boast of how they know better than God. They teach others to doubt the word of God. They walk in an arrogant, rebellious way. To sit means we continue to listen to them and believe them, and then eventually become comfortable with them, rejecting the ways of God. What causes concern is the progression of ungodly influence. First, we are not cautious about listening to ungodly beliefs or lukewarm, cultural, comfortable viewpoints or perspectives. We become more and more convinced, they just might be right. And maybe God is wrong. Second, we are fine with standing with those who have decided they know better than God and aren't serious about living their lives according to God's word. Now we are questioning and doubting the ways of God, just like Adam and Eve did in the perfect Garden of Eden. The temptation was to think we as humans get to decide what is good and what is evil. If God is good or bad, if we really need to follow God's ways or follow our own reasoning, we have progressed from curiosity to becoming complacent to evil. We no longer walk with the fear of the Lord or walk humbly before our God. Wickedness and rebellion and sin no longer matter to us. It has now become about our own wants and ways because we have been influenced by those who minimize the seriousness of obeying all of Scripture. We all make mistakes, but it is in the minimizing of those mistakes that sin becomes a lifestyle. And now our lifestyle influences others to walk away from the wisdom of God. Third comes the final progression in the bad influence we have now joined in mocking God and the Scriptures. We think it's ridiculous what God allows in this bad world. We are comfortable sneering at God and judging Him. We have no use in following any or all of God's commandments because we no longer believe His ways are wise. We are now wise in our own eyes. Bad influence has now put us on a bad path because rebellion against God never works out in the end. God will not be mocked. When He tells us to not dabble with bad influence, He truly means what He warns us against. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, bad company corrupts good morals. God doesn't say bad company might corrupt you. He promises you in ways you never thought possible that you would be corrupted. God warns us that the people we spend time with will influence us to think, speak, believe, and behave either for godliness or ungodliness. We are all being continually influenced. The question is, by who? Those who walk with God or those who walk away from Him? Those who obey Him or those that rebel against Him? Those who know and love God's word or those that argue against it? Those who are running the godly race set before them, or those that are running away from God and toward the world and their own self-satisfaction? We will eventually emulate or copy those we allow to influence us. We all know of people who used to love God, who at one time wanted to please God, who desired to be strong in the ways and wisdom of God, but now it's not them. At best, they are partially still somewhat kind of that way. At worst, they have totally let go of loving God and His ways. It all starts with who we allow to influence us for good or evil, for godliness or worldliness, for following after Christ or following after ourselves. If it weren't extremely serious, then God would not warn us of the seriousness of influence. Ephesians 5, verses 7 through 8 commands us, therefore, do not become partakers with the sons of disobedience. For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. This means we are to be influenced by those who walk in the light of God's word, and not with those who walk in the dark ways of the deceitfulness of this world. Let's look at some cross-references to Psalm 1, verse 1. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 8. The Lord says, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind, who makes mere flesh his strength and turns his heart from the Lord. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. Proverbs 4, verses 14 through 15. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel in it. Turn from it and pass on by. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Ephesians 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the Word of God. Then you will be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. To recap, Psalm 1, verse 1 cautions us, warns us of the seriousness of who and what influences us for good or bad. The counsel of the wicked. This is the advice of those who are not wise in the ways of the Lord. The way of sinners. This is the path or continual rebellious lifestyle of those who do not care about living a righteous life that pleases God. The seed of scoffers. This is the company of those who mock God and think their worldly way of thinking is much wiser than God. They judge God instead of realizing God is their judge. So the question is, who are we being influenced by? How are they influencing us? What will be the outcome of that influence? How will that influence be beneficial or detrimental, not only to us personally, but also to our family members and others that know us, for good or bad? Are we a godly or worldly influence to others? It's important we assess what and who influences us and how it is done, and then make a most important decision to take seriously God's warning to us to only allow wise, godly influence to permeate our minds, our thoughts, our hearts, our lives, our choices. Because this will eventually define who we become and describe what we will do with our life. And this matters for all eternity. So that's our devotion for today in Psalms, Real Living in the Real World for today. Let's think about the true meaning of Psalm 1, verse 1, and why it's important to apply this warning from God to our life. He warns us because He loves each and every one of us and wants what's best for us. May we continually take His word seriously so we can walk with Him in a serious but blessed and joyful way. Please join me next week when we will be diving into another devotion from the Book of Psalms. Don't forget to subscribe and share so weekly devotions will be available. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.